Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Weather the Storm, featuring Shane, Amar, and Miller. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring tokenintelligence.com, doversheerborn.com, berg.co, and huga.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including DiFi.com, Famco.com, 3V.com, and DailyWisdom.com. And then we talk about recent trends in the domain space and what the Sherpas have been seeing lately in the market. We talk about outlier sales and seller behavior. We also talk about reviewing and repricing domains as trends change and markets shift. And then we get into a conversation about whether letter number two character domains are better than number letter versions. We also talk a bit about the weather, as summer has definitely brought some unpredictability when it comes to weather and patterns, which is not unlike the domain market. All that and more is on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with skiv.com, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now, shout outs to our sponsors. First, we've got Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar, giving domainers powerful tools and lowest pricing in the industry. Get $7.99.com back orders, expired auctions, and tech you can't get anywhere else, like AI search, AI outbounding, and their new AI site builder. They're a one-stop shop for managing costs and boosting sales. And now, big shout out to Appraise.net. Appraise.net gives you instant AI-powered domain appraisals, a retail price range, plus the reasoning behind it. Strengths, weaknesses, best use case, and the likely buyer profile for every name. Whether you're buying, selling, or pricing your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Claim your first month special at Appraise.net/DomainSherpa. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cito, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And shout out to NameBio. Know what your domains are really worth before you buy or sell. NameBio.com gives you searchable access to more than $3 billion in historical domain sales, so you can find comps, spot trends, and make smarter decisions. If you buy or sell domains, NameBio.com is where you check the comps. And last but not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, or you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And finally, we've got NamesCon 2026 taking place November 11th and 12th in Miami. NamesCon brings together domain investors, registrars, registries, and digital entrepreneurs to explore the technologies and trends reshaping the online world. So go to namescon.com for more information and to register. Now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. Although we are without Drew today, so we'll see. That either means... You know, it'd be nice to actually let other people talk, you know what I'm saying? So that'll be kind of cool. But we'll see how it goes. Now, we miss you, Drew, man. It's all love. It's all good. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score. And somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winners. Then we've got NameJet and a Jet, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we've got Grand Closing. That's where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention, promote anything they want to talk about we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Shane Cultra, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on a Shane, a.k.a. the Blue Oyster Cultra, a.k.a. the Culture Personality, a.k.a. the Culture Club, doing it for the Cultra. What's up, man? How are you?
Always good. You know me. It's summer, a little hotter than I'd like, but every day's an adventure. So I'm staying healthy. That's the name of the game. Stay healthy so you can keep moving forward, right?
Oh, dude. You know, I saw a tweet or something not too long ago that was like, you know, you got 1,000 problems until you got a health problem, and then you got one problem. You know what I mean?
And that's what I say in domains, man. They pay more money for love and pain, right? That's where you spend all your money. You spend it when you love something or love someone, or if you're in pain, you'll pay any amount to get out of it. So
love and pain, man.
Yeah, love and pain is where all the money's at.
Joy and pain. Talking about pain.
Wait, joyandpain.com. I think somebody here owns that. Yep.
Oh, nice. Joy and pain, baby. Let's go. It's true, though.
Yeah.
You know, those are the big
over. It's very true. So,
Joy and pain sounds a little sexual, you know?
Well, it's like it's an R&B song, you know what I'm saying? Get your groove on, man. And then, so where are you? You in Illinois right now?
I'm in Illinois now, yeah. I don't know where we're headed next. I think we're heading some. I hadn't been in over 80 degree weather in 2 months. And then I came back here and it was in the 70s. And I'm like, it's not so bad here. And then we had the 84 degree dew points. And so it's my first taste of hot weather in a long, this year.
Well, it is crazy.
No fire dodging, though. No fire dodging.
Yeah, that's a funny thing I found out about fire is it's kind of like a tornado. If you're right next to it, you're good. Or in the middle, it's everywhere around it that gets all the smoke. So
Then the Canadian. So are you guys dealing with any of that? Like
I missed that too. The Canadian smoke came over, and
we had a ton of it in Boston.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. So we're headed up to Ohio, Pennsylvania for a couple of days coming. You know, actually flying out tomorrow. So I think we will have missed it, thankfully. But it's the heat here in Florida is no joke, man. We're on like feels like 109, you know, kind of deal. And the humidity, it's just, you know, it's pretty crazy.
Well, in Vegas, it's not feels like 109. It's 107. So close.
At least in the shade, it doesn't feel like it, right?
I get the New Orleans updates because, you know, my daughter goes to school there and, you know, she's not there, fortunately, for a couple more weeks, but it's like in 117 today.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes. Heat index of 117 later today. Wow. So insanity and, you know, warmer than you by 8 degrees than you, JT. And obviously, I guess we're all like, I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners and friends are affected by the Europe fires, but some crazy shit going on.
Yeah, those are even worse than our fires. Yeah, no doubt.
Well, everybody be safe. You know what I mean? It is. It's wild. Like the summer, the heat, the stuff.
That's
a global show. You know,
my daughter's been trying to tell me this for 5 years. This is what she studies, and she says, "Don't worry about the averages. Worry about the extremes. You don't remember the averages, but you remember the extremes." And that's what we're getting more and more of is it's not 1 or 2 degrees. Yeah, it's a big deal. But the difference is in the winter, you're going to have these spikes of 20 degrees more than normal. In the summers, you're going to have it. And that's what insurance companies and flood people and tornado, you know, all the people that are trying to figure out how to prepare for what our weather looks like. These extremes are very, very difficult. So it's that's what you got to look for in the future is unpredictable extremes.
Well, and that's the thing. And it's, you know, when you start having like 100-year storms, like more than every 100 years, right?
It's the 1,000-year floods that killed the girls at the camp happened again this year. 2,000, it's no longer a 1,000-year flood if it happens twice in 2 years, right? Yeah.
They're now like 5-year floods.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So, so just everybody be safe out there. You know what I mean? It's summertime and, you know, it's an opportunity to maybe do a little holiday travel and things. But at the same time, it's also, it's kind of wild. And we'll deal with the hurricane season just after this. So that's the unfortunate whatever thing for us. It's like, you know, we'll deal with this extreme heat and the heat doesn't break until we basically get a hurricane. You know what I mean? So
the hurricane breaks it. Yeah.
You know, so it's, which is usually sometime in like mid, late September, you know, so we still got the,
in New Orleans, you get it all, man. The tornado, the heat, the hurricane, the.
Yeah. Floods.
Fucking floods. crime. It's all of it thrown in.
All right. Well, those are some other rabbit holes we could go down. But I guess, hey, look, summertime, everybody be safe. You know what I mean? So that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, my grandmother used to say boring people talked about the weather. And I'm like, yeah, but we got fun weather to talk about now.
I know, right? Now it's not so boring.
My number one domain still of all time. If I could have one domain in life, I've said this all the time. Yeah. Only one, it would be weather.com.
Weather.com. You've said it on the show, you know?
Yeah, so. I've said it before. We're all in every single human, no matter what country and where they are in the world, every day pays attention to it, talks about it, thinks about it, prepares for it.
That's it. 100%. All right. Well, with that, let's keep it moving. So below Shane, we got the one and only Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Mr. ATM, the cash machine, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. Bill Belichick. Patriots Bill Belichick, a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Jack and Jill went up that hill, each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Hey, Andrew Dice Clay, what's good, man? How are you?
Good, man. I just came back from a hour and a half breakfast in Providence with Drew. So he's not here, but he's here. And we actually spent more time talking about health stuff and health and life and future and then we did about domains. So. You know, it was always insightful and good, and it was good to see him, and good to always miss him on Sherpa, but maybe, like you said, you know, we'll get some words in. Things are good, man. Business is, you know, I think we can all say it's booming, but it's, you know, hit or miss of what is booming and sporadic, you know. You don't really know where it's, what angle it's coming from, but we could talk more about that later, but, you know, there continues to be some crazy domain things going on. On out there.
Yeah. It really is. I, you know, and we see it with us. Like, it's like you almost, it'd be really tough to forecast what's happening right now. Right. But things are still happening. And to your point, like, all of a sudden we have this like huge sale and then like things are quiet. And then it's like, then something closes
and it's like,
that we didn't think was going to close. All of a sudden it's like, bam, you know,
it's like a lottery ticket kind of like, you know, yeah. You don't know exactly what, I mean, you work on, you know, X amount of domains, whether you own them, own some, represent some for clients, you work on them and you work on them for sometimes years and hard. And like some just, you get this, suddenly you just click and bang, there it is. And just had one of those big ones happen this last week. And other times it's like kind of, you know, are you holding that, whether you own domains or represent domains, are you holding that, you know, lottery ticket? Because it still seems to be coming from, you know, still a small number of money pools, right? You know, these kind of big money pools of the Anthropic types and the cursors and the funds around that stuff. And you kind of either like, there's no real rhyme or reason, you know, to why somebody, you know,
yeah,
especially on a brandable, why some, you know, what category defining names are different for sure, but on a brandable, like why, you know, why this one versus that one? And, you know, it's because it is, right? You either are involved or you're not.
Like, to me, that's what makes the day exciting is you do what you're supposed to do, right? You check through, you do all your touches, you do your reach out, you do all the things you're supposed to do as a broker or a domain owner. And nothing comes. And then out of the blue, some dude feels that day that he wants your domain and he emails you and starts a process that closes it that you had no idea would be interested. And I think that's what's great about this is you still have to do all the stuff and that leads to a lot of business. And these are things you just don't know. So every day you wake up, there is truly opportunity. And that's what most people are looking for in life. We get a good
I agree with that. I think the stock market, that's what got me into it in the first place when I started out on Wall Street, is the same thing. Every day is a new day. But I guess implying a little bit, I think it's always been that way with domains. That's never changed. Right now, it's like, you know, you just suddenly these, you know, out of nowhere, you know, we're ready. We weren't before. And suddenly, $5 million for a domain that you might have thought was 800,000. Right? And those are, you know, that was mine the other day. I can't say what domain, but, you know, and it's, you know, clearly a reflection on, you know, the AI world and the money flowing into that. I mean, clearly. Other than that, you know, it's always been kind of like waiting in your day is a good day and what domains and not domains. But this has been, I'm talking about kind of just crazy, you know, transactions where someone just comes in and they have to have it and they have unlimited capital suddenly and boom, there it is. And you can negotiate out. I guess there's more outliers. Outliers is the word I'm looking for. We're in outlier land.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great way of saying it, because I think we're like super top heavy, right? And this kind of goes with what we've said. You know, you've got this concentration of wealth at, you know, and kind of emanating in and around AI, but coming from, you know, like to Miller, you kind of touched on this, like the funds, that not just the companies, but it's where their money's coming from, right? And, you know, these buyer pools seem to be pretty concentrated, but they've got a ton of money. So now it's like, so for those companies that are in that orbit, then, you know, that are being funded, because there are a lot of, you know, AI companies that are being funded, and now we're seeing the ones that are, the ones getting funded are getting funded with a lot of money, and, you know, and it makes, like, to your point, they want that domain, that's their brand, and it's like, you know.
And as we have elaborated, I wrote in my Sunday Thoughts, and I know Drew said it, and we talked about it on Sherpa, and, you know, with AI and everything happening, you know, all that you have left is, when it's all said and done, your trust in your brand. So I think some of these brands are realizing that. I mean, yeah, I had nothing to do with this transaction, and I'm not even sure what it sold for. But like, imagine you own Claude, right, for years, and, you know, because your name is Claude, and, you know, it's a, you know, certain, you know, first name, last name, domain, you know, probably, you know, typically a six-figure kind of thing, usually, give or take. And suddenly, you know, the largest transformative piece of technology in, you know, 100 years decides it's called Claude. And I have no, again, I don't know any details about that deal. Okay. But I'm just saying that's an example of one of many. Or, you know, Anthropic just bought Ode, right? ODE, right? They decided to call it Ode. And so you're seeing these agents and these ancillary branches of AI, if AI is the tree, they need names. Yeah. And they're choosing names, whether they come to you and ask you to give them some names to choose, or they already have chosen it and you are the lucky lottery ticket holder who has it. You know, it's funny, because one of the things I talked to Drew about this morning, and Amar, you know, obviously beer.com is a great example of this, but I still believe the category defining names are always, you know, always going to be the one of one, the net have the higher ceiling than anything, because there's only one. When I bought creditcards.com way too many years ago, you know, it allowed me to, you know, yield a big stick and play ball and sit next to Citibank and American Express and actually have a stake in the ground. Matter of fact, you know, when I first contacted Sandy Weill at the time at Citibank, the chairman, we did business with them because directly, no one had, because we were creditcards.com. But with a category name, somebody, Amar, you and I talk about this all the time, somebody needs to know, hey, I want this category name. I know why I want it. I know how I'm going to use it. I know what I want to do with it. Whether they succeed or not, too, depends. Maybe they just have an idea and they have a lot of money and they're a startup and they fail, or maybe they're a large company that knows exactly why they want it. But they know exactly what they're going to do with it. I just did the IRA.com deal, similar to that, for example, with a brandable name, right? They don't have to know that. It's obvious. We're going to become, you know, we're going to be runway.com and drop the ML from runway. And then it just comes down to a negotiation, but the ceiling is usually lower because they do have alternatives, right? If you want to be the only big player next to the big players, you got to be beer.com. But if you want to be, if you're not Anheuser-Busch, Molson, but if you want to be, you know, if you have a brand and you're buying that brand name, you know, there is a point where you can pivot if the price isn't right. But I guess what I was saying is suddenly some of the prices are flyer levels that I've never seen before on those kind of transactions. Did that make sense?
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, 100%. And that's kind of where we are, right? It's like you want to have an extended luck radius, if you will, right? You want this surface area of kind of opportunity where you are involved, either domains that you own, domains that you represent, clients that you're on the buy side. You just want to be able to get in the room on as many of these deals as you can, but not knowing where that's going to come from, it's like, so you just, you know, And they, you know, I think it's maybe Salil Bloom or some other guys, you know, talk about this idea of like luck radius, right? You just trying to like work as hard as you can. It's the idea of like, oh, you know, hey, look at how that hardworking, you know, smart dude, how lucky he is, right? It's like, well, you know, you just continue to sort of get yourself in position where, you know, you have these, as many of these potential opportunities to be lucky as possible, right? And in this case, it's like, you know, the more like good domains that you have a stake in or involvement with, or the more companies that you're...
Rods in the water, right? Like when you take your kid fishing and you throw three of the rods in there and like, why don't we just put one pole in and we become really good fishermen there? And I'm like, nah, there's no such thing as a good fisherman. Three poles in the water.
Three poles in the
They're
water.
They're all doing the same thing. I'm not that good a fisherman. I don't know how to work the top bait and fly. I'm just throwing three in there, and then I have access to all three areas of the pond. And that's kind of how...
Except we're all really good fishermen when it comes to domains.
No, there's nobody here. Even Drew.
No, when it comes to domains, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what gives us the opportunity to have three poles in the first place, I think, is really more of it. It's that, you know, and I think what we're saying is that...
trying to guess which pole's going to hit is like, you tell me, oh, this one's the one going to hit. Nah, we're not that good at domain investors. We know that we will. Nobody knows what domain of that portfolio is going to sell.
If I only knew tomorrow's, you know, in the old days, you would say, not if I knew yesterday's, if I could read tomorrow's sports page today, right? I mean, you'd be very good. But I think, to Shane's point though, I also think, you know, the balance is, you know, where do you... You also have to be savvy, because you don't want to... You may have that opportunity come around once here if you are too much thinking outlier and you still have a really great outcome and you miss it, that might never, you know, you might be looking at your grandkids, great grandkids before the next one comes along.
Well, you know, that's an interesting, that's a really good point too. And I think that's, you know, when you look at when this market is kind of, you know, let's call it interesting, right? It's, you know, I think that we talk about this a lot, and this is a Chris Zeiker and, you know, Drew, and, you know, they've been on the show talking about how do you recognize your best opportunity when you're trying to sell a domain? Because, you know, we deal with sellers, you know, on a daily basis, both for clients that we're trying to obtain names for, and then obviously for clients that we're selling their domains. The, you know, sometimes they're just so unreasonable, right? And it's like, you know, you realize that they're, you know, potentially now going to miss out on, you know, like you said, kind of this one chance to really maximize the value based on the opportunity, you know. So whether they get, you know, and then, you know, thinking like, you know, whether it's trend related because the trend goes, or whether it's just opportunity related, and it's like, oh, Claude was going to call themselves Claude, but Claude.com wanted $10 million for their domain. They could have maybe gotten $3 million on a domain that normally would sell for $300,000, and they wanted the 10. They didn't get the 10. Then Claude becomes something else, you know what I'm saying? Some other name, you know, like Eduardo, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And so for sellers, it's like, you know, kind of get, you know, get on the ball, guys. Like, you know, that nothing frustrates me more, you know, like, and it's funny, I think Rob from Snag posted something yesterday on X when he was like, hey, reached out about an AI name, you know, and was told, oh yeah, you know, I haven't considered selling it, but maybe I'd consider an offer around 10 million or something like that. You know what I mean? And it's like, that name is never going to sell for 10 million unless you literally hit home. Like, you have to be willing to bet like on lottery ticket kind of odds, you know? And if that's your business model, then great. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you have to say, if I'm happy with that there's a point something, something chance that this sells for, you know, like mega millions kind of money, then it's like, then by all means, hold on, you know, hodl. But like, you know, that's not realistic or reasonable from a, like a, call it an ongoing business standpoint. So it's just interesting. It's all the dynamics. I know Shane's
a negotiator or someone. You saw my response was, hey, at least you got to know. Now you got somebody on the line. To me, that's the worst part, is when you get no answer. Yeah, you got no chance. No. I mean, even it's a ridiculous price. Yeah, we got somewhere to start.
Yeah, I hear you. Or like if so, you know, so what if someone has a landing page? I forget what name I looked at recently. We were looking for something for somebody, and the landing page had like a minimum offer of 10.5 million, you know what I mean? Or something. So you can't communicate there with...
No, them. I just put it in 10.5 million Zimbabwe dollars and say, I assume this was in Zimbabwe dollars. Like, if it's different, let's talk.
I'm flush with Zimbabwe cash.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you can start the conversation with a joke or something like that. But no, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, again, it's cliche to say, but conversation, ridiculous conversation over no conversation is still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would absolutely. I 100%. I actually liked your comment and I agree with it. I think that, you know, having dialogue is better than not, you know, but at the end of the day, they've got to get into reality at some point.
We face that all the time, right? Like,
but,
of course, when we got people on our side, when people offering us, they're the exact opposite. They want to pay $100. So you got $10 million. And $100, and there's getting to the middle is.
In those examples, though, I'd rather not have the conversation. If somebody's offering me $100 on a $1 million name, I'm not going to reply.
Nope. No, I agree with you on that. There's a level of not knowing the value of something, and then there's just idiocracy of just wasting everybody.
And that's kind of what it is. I think it's the idiocracy is unfortunately going to hurt a lot of people. But, you know, that's when they're sipping on Brondo from the movie Idiocracy, you know, drinking Brondo because it's got electrolytes in it.
Maybe they're zero key broke during the thing. Like, sorry, man, you're zero key broke while you're typing this out. You can retype it once you get a new keyboard.
There you go. It is. It's a keyboard problem. But yes,
man, you pulled that one out. That was that movie. That was a good one.
Idiocracy. Well, because we're kind of living in it at times, you know, and it really ends up being pretty proficient. Like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for when, you know, prophetic. Yeah, I think they all probably work. But got to get your Brondo. But it would be good if we could have the. You know, the sports scores ahead of time, obviously. That's like a Back to the Future deal. And, you know, but speaking of sports, because this really was just my clumsy segue to get Miller talking about my man LeBron James.
Speaking of sports, A.J. Brown's kicking ass today here in New England on his second day of training camp. I just want to make sure that's very clearly delineated.
I mean, hey, you know, look, all the power to y'all. You know what I'm saying? A.J. Brown, we needed, you know, it was time for him to move on from the Eagles. It's all good. All right, we're not talking about the Eagles right now. We're talking about the Sixers is what we're talking about. We're talking about, you want to talk about Brown? Talk to me about Jaylen Brown. You want to talk about LeBron James, the king, coming to Philly.
Grandpa James.
Yeah, you can have him, dude. I was actually pretty happy. I'm like, obviously he's a phenomenal fucking player and has had a phenomenal career, but I also believe that he comes with so much baggage that it probably outweighs the benefits.
He doesn't come with baggage, he comes with attention. You know what I'm saying?
No, he comes with demands. And
let's put it this way. Yeah, go ahead, Amar.
I mean, I think LA put itself in a really bad situation when they got him because of everything that he wanted. And all his, you know, they couldn't make the right moves because he wouldn't allow it. And they made the wrong moves because he wanted those moves.
Like putting his son on the team. That's pretty gangster, though. Like, if you're in a position where you could get your son on the NBA court with you, that's pretty crazy.
It is, right. Great. Good for him.
Here's what I would say.
He ain't Kobe.
I was devastated about
it. Better than Kobe?
We'll get to that.
No, I agree with you.
Wait. Did you just say he's better than Kobe?
He's definitely better than Kobe. LeBron James, he's definitely better than Kobe. Definitely. I mean, Kobe's fantastic. Like,
you can't even have this conversation and the situation of Kobe. Like, we're not going to throw Kobe's name in vain. They even said it. But to say that he's better than Kobe in the scheme of things, you know, statistically, maybe, longevity, maybe. But, like, you ask. If you ask 25 of the greatest players ever, who would you take first to start your team, Kobe or LeBron? I'd say 24 of them are going to say Kobe.
Agreed.
Dude, Kobe was a clone of Michael. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Kobe, but he was a Michael Jordan, you know, junior. LeBron is his own deal, you know? LeBron is probably arguably the greatest player of all time. And it really becomes a LeBron MJ conversation. Kobe's not really in the talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kobe was awesome. Like, rest in peace. Like, I love me some Kobe, you know, but at the same time.
See where we digress when Drew's not here. Meanwhile, just to answer your question, I love Jaylen. I love Jaylen Brown. He's an incredible human. He's done so much for the city of Boston. there's all kinds of, you know, well, the and when I first saw the trade, I thought it was disastrous. The jury person who traded him, Brad Stevens, you know, until he did this trade is, you know, is the Belichick of the Celtics. He can't do no wrong. Sure. So we'll see if he was smarter than everybody else. But what I will say is the Sixers are either going to roll through the East, or they're going to be a dysfunctional group of athletes on the court where there's only one ball for five people who think they want it and need it. And Jalen, despite saying, you know, he wasn't happy being Robin to Tatum's Batman. Okay. Well, now he's like, I don't even know who's below Robin. Now it's, you know, he's like third, maybe fourth.
Like some, you know, he's like a random superhero, not random.
If I had to make a prediction, this is a super team that fails miserably compared to the expectations. Be my prediction. I could eat those words for sure. And be.
And my prediction is at $8 million a year, he won't play half the season. I bet he's
LeBron
like
plays, man. LeBron, one thing about LeBron, but I will say,
I'm just making the prediction, his health is not what everybody thinks it is coming in.
Well, he won't play, but LeBron will play. JB plays every game. He just, the Celtics guys don't take days off. They don't do the back. They do back-to-backs. LeBron will play. Maxi will play. VJ will play. You know, Embiid will be, they'll nurse him along until he's ready. And it's either going to be, again, I mean,
yeah, it's risk
a super
reward,
team
man.
That works, or a super team that is the greatest failure ever. And my money is on that, personally.
Well, so a couple of things, and then we can move on and talk domains. But the, you know, I look at it like Bill Simmons had a really good quote where he said, the Sixers have now become a team where when people have them like on the calendar and they're like, wait, they're all playing, you know, like they're that kind of team. Like, wait, everybody's playing tonight? Like, oh, fuck, you know, like they are. Obviously, on paper, incredible. Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be, you know, LeBron is not young. It takes time to gel. Like, it's the expectations are sky high. I think no matter what, it's must-see TV, which I think being a Sixers fan, so I'm a Sixers fan, and I'm secondarily a Knicks fan because of all the Villanova guys. So the Knicks season was incredible. I kind of felt like, well, it's going to take the Sixers a minute. And then overnight now, they've become like the hottest ticket in town, which to me is just pretty exciting and cool. Almost
it,
like
it'll
regardless
be fun to watch.
Yeah,
it'll be fun
and
to
I
watch.
Think it'll yeah. be
as so. Long as Joel can stay in the court. That's because you take him out of it, and you know, then that whole plan gets dramatically diminished.
Well, yeah, because then it's like, how do they? You know, I mean, because again, the Knicks are still very, very good. The Spurs are very good. There's still some really great teams. I don't know if you know Embiid can guard Wemby, but if you don't have Embiid, then I think you know a Spurs matchup gets really, really tough. You know, and again, the Knicks are just like, hey, everybody forgot about us. We just won the NBA championship. Just
well, Celtics have Mitchell Robinson's an Embiid eater. Okay.
Yeah. So Celtics are going to be all they're Celtics. I mean, look, you got a great coach. And you're right. Brad Stevens is very Belichick like with, you know, his, you know, even though Belichick was.
And Brad, we trust was the expression until he blew up, until this trade turned that around on its heels here. But we'll see. And
it's
by the way,
everybody already
just
says,
for the
hey,
record, it's all irrelevant anyway. It's all irrelevant because no one's touching the Spurs for the next 5 years. So
the Spurs are not the defending champs, man. I mean, put some respect on the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? Like they would, Knicks in five, baby. You know what I'm saying?
They so, will be. They will be. Anyway, all right. Well, it's
Yeah. Let's go into some domains. We're not even done.
You haven't even introduced me, bro.
All right. Oh, it's right. Great segue.
Oh, my God.
That, last but certainly not least, we got the one and only Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. A.k.a. Amarzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. Kuba Kinte, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze. What's up, bro?
If you feel like everything's good, let's just get into the domains.
Oh, now y'all want to
best
talk
for
to
last,
me.
Man. Best for last.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly.
No, everything's good. Just I'll echo what's been said. I feel like it's a very weird market because I think there's so many things that could and feel like they will hit. And it's just which one and when, right? And like I had a six-figure deal fall apart last week. And then that same day, a mid five-figure deal closed, right? Like, so not, we're, you know, and then I feel like I have a bunch of potentially seven-figure deals that just the person needs to wake up, as Andrew says, and be like, okay, I got to have that, right? And so it's just, it's weird. It's a weird time.
Yeah, it is strange. And again, you're right. Like, it's, and we'll see. I mean, there's a lot happening, and it's just, you know, stuff's popping, but stuff's also at the same time not. Like, it's just, it is. It's
weird.
Stranger things, strange days. But yeah. But we'll see, man. We'll see what's good. All right. Well, with that, let's go ahead. Let's get into the domain game and see what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. We're gonna start with my boy Shane. What you got?
Shit, I'm pulling a Drew.
Oh, nice, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a recent. I'll do a purchase.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
All right. Ready? I bought tokenintelligence.com. Tokenintelligence.com.
The breaking all-time character record. Moody had a lot of characters with that.
Tokenintelligence.com.
At least it's not tokenization intelligence.
Yeah. Token intelligence.
And I'm using it every day. Man, I run in my LLMs and all that, and I'm like, I didn't even know what the word meant.
Token intelligence.
Weird.
All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, I have $300. Miller has $1,001, and Amar.
I can already tell you I'm the winner.
$5,000.
What's Amar?
Five.
$5,000.
It is 1360.
Ooh, so that's Miller with the point, man. Miller gets it. So
yeah.
All right.
That's yeah. Solid. So I mean, I don't know if you work with LLMs, but obviously, the problem right now is every SaaS tool, every LLM's moved to tokens, and managing the spend on the tokens, managing how they're used, manage that's just become a huge data set. So,
was that an auction?
It was at an auction, and honestly, there was, I knew the two people that would probably be bidding that were domain investors because one of them runs, it was building a product that lets you test your what you run beforehand to see what it'll cost, right? So they tell you, oh, this is going to replace your human resource agent, and then you run the model and it costs twice as much as the actual person. And you know that, so people are now analyzing what does it cost to run this compared to actually having a human, and it's not quite as cheap as what people think. So that token intelligence. So anyway, that person did do it, and he was the guy that got me up to four figures, and then somebody else stepped in and did that. So again, will it sell for $1 million? No. Will it sell for over 1300? I'm pretty sure I'm good for a while. It's not a fast.
Just read a, I don't know if it was yesterday, maybe it was a PitchBook newsletter, daily newsletter, but there was a incredibly, I didn't think it was PitchBook, but it might have not been. There was an incredibly powerful article on it. The soaring cost at some of these large companies, and you know, the on AI tokenization and tokens, and how they're, you know, suddenly it's counterproductive. They're, you know, way over budget. They're trying to figure out how to cut back, and
In some cases, it's funny. Some companies are saying, "Hey, you guys need to use more tokens because it shows that we're using AI, and it proves like that, you know, we're getting better at it or learning about it or whatever." And then, but more common is exactly what you're saying, Miller. And I think I saw the same thing, which is, you know, just talking about how, you know, what we saw with Google, right? I mean, you know, Google, didn't they just, you know, post a loss for the first time because they spent so much money on.
Well, that was on CapEx spend. But in general, they are putting caps on their employees. Like there's some people that have a running board of how much each person's spending to just make sure that we're there. And again, this was foreign to me until recently, but now how you write and how you use AI is an art form. Like it is a job on how you write loops. Like on my LLM, it's getting knocked out because it's like you've used, my tokens are free because they're my tokens, but it's like you've already used 300,000 tokens on that action. I should have been breaking it down. Like, and so these people that are using tokens for their company, they're just using it freely. And now they're realizing, I need to do it this way because it uses less cost. So
Yeah.
We're learning. Like, all of us are learning how this works. How do we save money? How do we be efficient? It's just so brand new. And I really didn't understand it. Go ahead.
Kind of similar to, you know, I mean, the cost of mining Bitcoin and mining, like, you know, people just out of control costs to operate the back end of some of these things. And those are now passed down in the form of these tokens. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, how that gets managed and put under control suddenly. You know, yeah. it's not all free in games, right?
Well, this is the job. They're like, you're going to be out of a job. Well, there's a new job that's in charge of managing tokens, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's always something else.
And all the models, you know.
CTO now becomes chief token operator or officer, chief token officer.
Chief token officer. Well, you know, but they got everybody with the drug dealer model. You know what I mean? They gave you the first taste pretty much
free.
You know, yeah, and they're like, oh, you like that. You want another hit? Well, now the price of a brick just went up.
Fable has now moved to a token model. I'm like, it's free. So, yeah.
Absolutely the drug dealer model. Absolutely.
Got you hooked, and now you got to pay. All right. Well, cool. Well, Miller with the point. That's definitely a pretty interesting name. Appraise.net, by the way, says that you should, you know, estimate a retail value 34 to 51,000. So according to Appraise.net, you know, they're you know, we say they're pretty aspirational with a lot of their lot of their pricing, but said the recommended price was 13 grand. So you bought it for a tenth of that. And so, you know.
Only that meant something.
Yeah. I mean, you're playing with house tokens, you know? It's not house money, it's house tokens. Cool. All right.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
What about you? You got a buy or a sell?
You on to me?
Yeah, man.
I have a buy.
Okay.
Probably should give a 30-second overview of so everyone understands it here in this group, but it's Dover Sherborne. Dover and Sherborne are two of the six wealthiest suburbs in Massachusetts and amongst wealthiest in the country. Separate towns, but they have a combined school system called Dover Sherborne Regional High. It's known; they're often known as a singular thing. You know, I live in Newton, Massachusetts, also considered one of the elite towns, I guess. And just for a small side note, a long time ago, I tried to buy Newton.com, which is owned by Apple. And one point I was told my friend at the time, who was IP head of IP counsel at Apple, not there anymore. They actually, before Steve Jobs passed away, that it was one of three historically marked items within Apple that they are not allowed to sell for Steve Jobs' estate, because it was his first computer. So there is no price you would sell it for. I wanted it so I could kind of be, you know, the mayor of my town and eat for free and drink for free and have a little, small little world in my universe. And obviously that wasn't happening. So DoverSherborne.com, home of Elliot Silver.
Your microphone's cutting out, by the way. I don't know if you...
Mine is?
Yeah, just in and out a little bit. So, but let us, we'll guess on the price in the meantime.
Yeah. All right. Dover Sherborne.
Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded better.
Yeah. Well, we still don't know what that is in the Midwest. So I'll price it according with the info.
JT, can you read me the prices, please, once they turn?
Sure. Yeah. All right.
Okay, and it's ready? A buy, I assume, right?
That's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ready?
All right.
All right.
We got a pretty good cluster. So Amar's at 850. I'm at 1500 and Shane's at 2800.
Okay. Before I reveal the answer, I do have a plan B if we need a tiebreaker. And I intentionally decided after thinking about it to do this, even though it's going to be kind of interesting. And it's a little bit of a shout out to your sponsor named Jet here at Sherpa. So I bought this domain name for $19.
What? Amar
wins.
But how'd you get it named Jeff?
Back order.
End of an auction. No other bidders.
I thought they started at 69 or whatever.
I am telling you, I bought it for $19 in an auction that had a half an hour left to go and there were no other bidders. I don't know enough about the inner workings beyond that, but it's in my account. I have it. I was billed $19.
That's a great buy for $19.
So,
man.
You know, look, it's the reason I usually, you know, course, talk about my 7- and 8-figure deals. But the reason I wanted to do this was to kind of also say, like, you know, is it a 10, like Shane said, is this a, you know, $100,000 name? No. Is it a 100x return from $19 or more? Unequivocally. Okay. It's a town full of wealthy VCs and entrepreneurs and school systems. And, you know, I really didn't buy it because I thought I'd make a lot of money on it. I was just shocked I could get it for that. Honestly, when I saw it, and I lived 2 towns over, and I kind of thought it would be fun to poke at Elliot, who lives there. But I think the reason I wanted to bring it up today was, you know, there are still, that's a hand register as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean, it's the same thing. And it's a geolocation of, you know, one of the wealthiest school systems in the country, and 2 towns put together, and, you know, it's worth a hell of a lot more than $19. And yet here it is, you know, in this day and age, 2026, where we have such competition for domains amongst investors on auction platforms and things, there are still needles in the haystack. Mm-hmm. And Elliot said to me, like, I can't believe I missed it. Like, he lives there. So the reason I wanted to use it today was more that you could, to show that for especially some of the newer investors watching this, these opportunities are still out there every day. And I thought that's why I wanted to use it. If you were unhappy with my $19, I do have a plan B.
But here's a better question. How do you find something that obviously nobody's done any bids? There's 10 million other names. What did you search for that brought up that name?
Simple. I mean, I just follow, you know, I follow auctions in their last half an hour that are .coms.
But what is it, a pure chance that rolled through? Like, did you scroll down 5,000?
Scroll down. No, okay. It wasn't 5,000. It was about, there were only about, when you did all the eliminations, limit the characters, get rid of hyphens, get rid of non.coms, get rid of, you know, IDNs. I mean, there was only...
Is that a process you do every day? Do you go through the no bids and scroll down and go through that
every day? It's a process I did every day when I strictly bought domains, mostly category $40 million of the best domains back in the day. Now my time is devoted to, you know, selling 7- and 8-figure or 6- to 8-figure domains for my clients. So no, but I happen to be doing it recently, sporadic. Let me just say this. If I did that every day, then I wouldn't be doing my job on the other front. So no.
No, but there's enough time. There's 60 hours in a week. You can get it both times.
And I mean, then that's, you know, whatever hours. No, but I think that's the big ticket deals. But I used to do it. I used to do it all the time. Okay.
But that's always my question of people. Like, I get it if you were looking for peptide names and you'd come across a peptide name, or if you have certain things and keywords that you go through every day. But to me, that's not one that would fit into my keyword that I would normally find. So it's more of a pure chance.
But if it were, I was just scrolling through the 500.
Yeah. Well, that's a good answer. That's a fair answer.
Ending by alphabetically.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long to go. You can, on Namejet, you can set it to 500 names on a page.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about what there was. If this were Northbrook, you'd probably grab it, Shane, right? Like, I mean.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's geos that we know. Like, I don't know your cities, but I know those suburbs of Chicago or the wealthy parts of Indiana, right? No, that's asymmetric. I wouldn't say asymmetric information, but definitely geocentric information.
And look, from a pure ROI standpoint, especially for people starting out and newer investors, a lot who watch Sherpa, you know, 100x. I could sell it today to multiple friends in that who live there for certainly 2,500. Like, they would take it in a minute just because they live. So like, that's 100 and something x, right? And, you know, maybe you can sell it for 20,000, 15,000, or 10,000. Yeah. You know, you're probably capped somewhere at that level. But like, you know, the point being there, you know, I still think, you know, every day there is opportunities on platforms like Namejet that are, you know, outside the radar of you, Shane, or you, Amar, or you, or Drew, or JT, or any one of these, you know, our peers who are out there, you know, with incredible technology, software, eyes, scouring the world, you still can miss some.
Oh yeah. And there's always, like, we tell this to new investors, you probably came into it being really good at something or really knowledgeable about a certain industry. Start there. Like, that's where, you know, addressable market's probably better than anybody else. So if there's an addressable market that's a little more niche, you can pick up some good names.
And that's how you do it. Like, I know you do that because you have your nursery stuff and your...
Yeah, I mean, plant names turned out to be great brands.
Yeah. For me, it's more my eyeball test of my 28 years of doing this. And I'm just scrolling through and saying, what do I think looks like a good situation, right? Based on my own eyeball test. And
that's different than when you started on year two, right? I'm talking about a new domain investor. That you kind of have to start with what you know, what you brought into this game.
Yep.
Because you haven't developed the knowledge that we have now. I mean, the Sherpa panel is probably as good as anybody in the world about knowing, not worrying about markets, but knowing the ability to resell, right? The difference between the size of a market and the ability to resell are completely different. There's just some, like, intelligence was one Josh Reason came through and hand registered, I don't know, 1,000 or a couple thousand intelligence names because he saw that they were selling and he's done really well with that. So that's the kind of knowledge that the experience that we're bringing. It's not just, hey, what's behind this? How much money they have? But what traditionally has sold well and will probably continue to sell well.
So appraise.net says that the domain is
27,000
retail, $2,000 to $3,000, and recommended price $600. So
It is a parking spot.
But I agree. I think, and if you go to DoverSherborne.org, if you Google Dover Sherborne, you get the .org, which is the school system, and
who I have now been told by somebody they believe dropped the ball, no pun intended, on the .com.
So yeah. What was the dropping the ball pun?
I mean, it dropped.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I will
whether that was intentional or not, I don't know.
City names are much more fun for fake emails. I will say that if you can get your city name in a .org, it is worth every single penny to send out parking tickets to your friends.
Yeah, to get people. No, but I mean, I think, Josh and I were trying to get one of our local, like our town name, and the bidding got up well over $1,000, and that was just in an auction, let alone like actual use to it, So I like the play. I think it makes a lot of sense. Obviously for $19, I mean, it's like,
that was my point.
I spent more on Jimmy John's yesterday. You're good.
Yeah, exactly right. So, all right, cool. So then Amar's got a point. Miller's got a point. Amar's got to kick the name. If Miller gets it, he wins. If Shane gets it, we're going to OT.
And I do have a tiebreaker if needed.
Well, I don't think you will because you have a point. So we're not going to need the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So
wait, so I can't win. This is sucks.
You can.
You can. Right. You still have a play. If Shane wins, gets this point, then I'm going to go find a name to throw out there because then the three of you will each have a point and that will be overtime. So
I'm going to win.
Are you not playing, JT?
Oh, well, right. If I get the point, then Shane's got to give us another name. So you just need Miller to not get this one. If he does.
All right. Don't get this one, Miller. All right. I sold Berg. I don't think I talked about this before. I was trying to go back and look. Berg, BERG.co.
Berg.co. Damn.
You had me excited and the co threw off my calculator.
Me too. And I was going to tell you, man, if it was .com, I got a very, very, very wealthy friend with that surname. But they think it would have to be
Berg.co.
Berg.co. Hold on. I got to find my calculator. It's disappeared on me. Woo.
All right.
I don't know. Jesus.
I know.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right.
All right. Miller's at 54. I'm at 7,500 and Shane's at 12,500.
You guys do not know the MR premium here.
Ooh, okay.
40K. That means I win.
40K?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who gets
that? The five, you said five figure domain and I'm like, this might not, I don't think this is it. I thought about it. But damn,
no, it's 40. Not. That wasn't it. That was another one.
Yeah, I didn't let that influence me at all, actually.
No, it was a different one.
All right, well, boom, dude. Great job. Talk about it.
Like, I knew it was a different one because you said you weren't sure if you had done it before. So it implied that it was an older one.
It was from June.
Yeah. Nice, man. I'll tell you that. That's a friggin' win.
Boom. Let's go. Nice.
So,
who bought it, Amar? Do you know?
it's not resolving still. I just checked. So, well, it's still going after Nick to the page. So that was, it was an after Nick bin. Actually, no, it wasn't, or was it a bin? Yeah, it was a bin.
Only Amar, man, ballsy to price that at 40K bin.
You know what, though? I've been studying. We have about.co we just got this week. And you're right. There's not a ton over that 100 grand. Like, that's just kind of the cap. But there's a lot of them between 40 and 100K. A lot more than.
I have sold multiple over six figures .co. Yeah. So I know that they sell.
They just don't make name bio.
And my good buddy here in Boston, Chris, you know, owns one of the largest portfolio of .co's in the world. And he, we recently, when I did the strike, he actually helped bring the buyer to me on the strike.com deal, which was a massive deal. But as part of that, they also bought the .co into the six figures.
Yeah. So like I've had good luck with .co's.
Shout out to Chris. Okay.
I think one of the best .co portfolios, like really short.
Send me the sales privately, Amar. I needed some comps.
Yeah. So I paid 2K for it. Is according to my spreadsheet here. I don't remember when, but so I regularly price my .co's into the five and six figures. Mostly in the fives, but I definitely have a handful on the sixes. And I feel comfortable at that range on those. So I was fine with it.
Yeah. Well, you have the history to feel comfortable with it, right? So
yeah. Yeah. And I'm you know, we've all been railing on the .IOs. The price is going up. The .co's have been going up too, but they're still better renewals than the .IOs. So it's just like really trying to decide on, you know, you got to really keep the best ones hold strong, I think, and the lesser ones kind of drop some pricing.
Yeah, dude. I mean, great result, 20X. And, you know, that's good stuff. When did you buy it?
I don't have it in the spreadsheet. I mean, I could look it up, but it's probably been at least 5 years.
Okay, cool.
There was a period where I was going nuts on .co's.
Yeah.
.io. So it was during that period, probably around COVID is my guess.
Well, I dig it. appraise.net says that it's estimated retail value, 28.5 to 40,000.
Oh, there you go.
So bang. I don't know if maybe they pulled it from, did the sale get published anywhere? Damn. So they were right on. That was like right on the money. So in fact, they say my price, 40,000 is their my price. So that's pretty legit. Good job. Good job, everybody. Good job all around. All right. So let's see. So that means the three of you each have a point. So I've got to come up with the tie-breaking domain. All right. So I could do...
Pick a media options name that you might get in trouble with.
I know. That's the thing. I could dig into the bucket, but I can't. Yeah. All right. Well, you mentioned .IOs. There's a couple of interesting .IO sales somewhat recently. You guys know what Blueprint.IO sold for? Are you guys familiar?
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
I love that name, though.
Yeah, I didn't follow it through.
Sounds like iffy on Shane, but okay.
No, I mean, I will say, I think I do have a range. We'll find out. I'll be honest with you if it like, but I do remember following it. But I don't really check the auction results. That's Travis's job at DSAD.
Okay.
He's the one who gathers.
Well, this one
that.
Is not like this was the so it was, I'll tell it. Well, sold at Cito.
It came across a Cito list. Yeah. So and it is on, I've seen it and I can tell you it was one of the top three sales of last order, but I honestly, that's way too much
information.
Yeah. 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 I'm going to find a different one. But just
let
so
me
you know,
just what, say this though. I think it was like 15 grand. What was it?
No more.
It was 39,000.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have gotten wrong. You guys could have taken advantage.
Yeah. That's a great name.
I really like that name a lot. Okay. Let's go with what about?
By the way, breaking news: Jalen Carter, 4-year extension, $150 million.
Dang. Go birds! Go birds! Oh,
what do you got now?
Hopefully, got to cut down on some of the extra stuff. All right, let me see. Do you guys want to go with the .com? You want to go with the .xyz?
You pick it.
All right. Here's an interesting one. All right. HUGA.com.
Huga.
Huga.com.
Wait, this was an auction?
Nope. This was Huga.com sold on Adam. HUGA.com sold on Adam. That's what we're going to go with. All right.
Thumbs up to my boys at Adam.
HUGA.com.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
I'm ready when y'all are. Flip it. All right. So,
wow.
Winner. I'm here in overtime. Oh, I got to say what they are. So, Amar's at $45,000. Miller's at $59,250. And Chain's at $120,000. And the winner in overtime, today's domain game. The domain was sold for $24,995. Amar is the winner. Boom. Billy, show him some love. Let's go. There. Just hit him.
I thought that was James' sale. I remember James having a big sale with that, but I got that wrong too.
Yeah, you're trying to cheat, Shane.
I get too much information. Like, that's the thing. You get all of this great friends' comps, but then they all just start blending together and you don't remember anything.
And then you don't remember any of them. So, yeah, that's the deal. So, HUGA.com sold for $25,000 on Adam, which is like, you know, I think it's a decent sale for a name that's, you know, very, very much a brandable. And, you know, so
my problem with, and I'm biased to five letters, but my problem with a lot of the four letters is I feel like it should be a repeating consonant, right? So, Huga, HUGA, I feel it would be better if it was HUGGA. And a lot of those words,
like Hugga.
I'd rather pay a tenth of the price and get the extra continent for a better brand. That's just how I see. But maybe it's because I like five letters. Would you agree, Amar? Would you think, like, would you just assume as much like HUGGA for $2,500? What's your thought?
Yeah, I would rather buy something that's more pronounceable, more like HUGGA is better than HUGA in my mind.
Yeah.
But usually four letters are, you know, like if you got something that's obviously it's a word, right? I have a bunch of four letters, but I don't really know how to price them properly. I don't really treat them any different just because they're four letters, right? I think what I guessed was probably what I probably would be pricing it. I'd probably would have priced that name at 25 to 50. I don't know exactly where. And so that's why I picked 45, right?
And on appraise.net, it's who's a sponsor, which is why, you know, we're shouting them out and bringing it into the mix, is estimated retail value of 100 to 150 with a recommended price of 40,000.
That's too high.
And I think if you're talking about a retail price, right, I think that the key is you need somebody who this is their brand and they've really dug in on this and they've done the analysis or spent the money, or somebody had an epiphany and this is their name or this is what they've been operating on. Right.
But here's like to Shane's point, like Bubba, right? Like, would you rather be B-U-B-A or B-U-double-B-A?
Well, definitely B-U-double-B-A because...
Right. So that's to Shane's point with the...
Well, not really. Bubba's a name. Bubba's a word. Bubba's a nickname.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a different odd one. But like, yeah, no, I know what you're saying there. But in general, there's
Bubba's
a lot of these
names.
Yeah, that's easy.
I got Bubba.io, I think, if you want to buy it.
But I'll say what's happened over the last couple of years.
No, the last couple of years
is that gap is filled. If you start looking at the double consonant five letters, the auction prices have gone from 500 to 2000 plus this year. Like, you're going to see tomorrow, Dello, D-E-L-L-O. It's coming up. I think it's already at 1000. Those have people are starting to see what we were just talking about is maybe I won't spend 25,000 or 20,000 on a three letter. Maybe I'll spend 2,500 on a five letter. So definitely pay attention to that. And they do sell retail. They are selling at 9. Like, there's going to have to be a retail push, because right now retail, they're at 7 to 12. And now that you're paying wholesale 2,500, that's got to push it up to 25 to 30. That hasn't happened yet, but it will.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think that's really a great, you know, nugget for the folks listening, because it's like, you know, and obviously you've got a lot of insight because you're seeing the auction list every single day. And yeah, well, it's interesting. It's like kind of like you can see the, you know, sort of that's the next, you know, logical step.
It's like stocks, re-rating, repricing, right? You hear about that all the time, is they're repricing it based on earnings. Well, the domain market has the same thing. There's a point where it's like, for instance, DNX has done a really good job early of the wholesale price had not caught up to the retail side. So you could pick off a lot of the Afternic ones that were value because that spread had not closed. Well, now we're seeing the opposite, where the retail is not catching up to some of the wholesale prices we're seeing in the auction market. So it's a re-rating, a repricing, and it's always an opportunity in domain investing somewhere. So,
by the way, Bubba.com does not go to Bubba Gum Shrimp Company, which is
and, right, yeah. Worse than ever.
It doesn't resonate, but it's a CSC who is, which means it's probably owned by someone relatively enterprise, which is interesting, just for the record. No. Should be Bubba Gum Shrimp Company, of course.
Should be Hubba Bubba Gum that only lasts 3 seconds in flavor.
Yeah, they could be Hubba, though. Speaking of that, like Gubba, Hugga, Hubba, Hubba would be better for them than Bubba, but
yeah, that's
Bubba, shrimp, Bubba Gum Shrimp, man, that's like Bubba, man. That's what they are.
Hubba, hugga.
Terrible restaurant, by the way.
It is literally the worst. Like, every person with a child has been suckered into it one time on vacation on a seaside restaurant.
It's like, let's eat the shrimp out of the fish tank.
Yeah.
yeah, not ideal. But hey, all good.
So what did I win?
You get swag, man. You know what I'm saying? The next time I see you, I got gear for you, man. You know what it is. You know, that's it. Somehow, some way, someday. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So we will.
You know what you should make would be awesome is some cool Sherpa hats.
Hats. We could do it. We're going to, you know, so we are going to get some swag done in time for NamesCon.
Lucky so Sherpa socks, too, would be nice, right?
Sherpa socks. Sherpa socks are cool. They just kind of rolls off the tongue like Sherpa socks, you know, like,
yeah, Seth.
And I like stuff that I can like get that, you know, I then wear and, you know, I can use, like we used to get, you remember the NameJet sunglasses, you know, like those were like those. I must've had 100 pairs of those. Those, I wore those out like, to,
like,
you know,
literally the opposite of when Drew sent us the fake Apple earbuds. Were you, I don't know if you were there.
Yet. Oh,
they were like Timu earbuds, and it was to be thought of is all that I can ask. But when I put them on, my wife said, did you go buy earphones at the dollar store?
It's like immediate like brain problems, you know what I'm saying? Like it's so like great. It's like those folks that had the issue in Cuba, like the on the base, you know what I'm saying, where they were like impacted by like some kind of sonic weapon. That's like you get that immediate impact. So anyway, all right. Well, good stuff. Congratulations to Amar. Big win. And that's what's
up. Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
So let's keep it moving now. NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by NameJet. We're going to review a domain list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And we've also got the sheet. If you go to the show page on the Domain Sherpa website, you can download the Excel sheet that's got all the information, including the praise.net appraisal, the Estabot appraisal, how many back orders as of the time that we put the list together, when the auction end date is, so you can track it. Not financial advice, but good luck, and hopefully that helps. Miller, man, we said it was going to be you leading off with the list, and to let us know what you like or what you don't like.
I'm going to put the Warby Parkers on for this one. I just got a text, and my new Warby Parkers just got delivered, so I'm very excited.
Nice. There you go. All right.
Amazing company. Absolutely amazing. All right. Well, I said before we started off air, you know, this was like, sometimes I'm struggling to find more than a couple names on the list that I love. I like almost everyone. So I could just kind of rifle through a few, but leave plenty for my, for my friends here. But so yeah, I wrote down three, seven, but I'm going to just stick to three. Let's see. DIFI, DIFI.com, I thought was talking about four-letter domains. I don't know. It's like between Wi-Fi, decentralization, fintech, it just all jumped out to me that it was like, and I'm not sure if it even might ultimately stand for something real, but it sounded to me like just an incredible, just very, very good domain on the surface for a four-letter that kind of jumped out at me on that one.
So what do you think, that sells for on name? Like, what do you, if you're buying it on NameJet, what are you willing to pay for it? And then what are you trying to sell it for?
I haven't really put enough thought into what I would pay for it and sell it for on that. I think it just jumped out at me on the surface. I'd have to do a little bit more digging to give a real answer to see if it actually, if I'm right, is there any references to it?
Sure.
Does it mean anything? But before, you know, because that would wildly swing my answer.
Sure.
So,
do you know you're going to pay five figures plus easy?
Clearly you're in the five figures. And the question is, are you, you know, that could be 10,000 and that could be 60,000, right? And I think from my standpoint, it would have to be in the lower end of that. But that's before I did any homework. If I found some hidden gem usage of it, then that could change that pretty.
Well, digital finance is the first thing that comes.
Thank you. That was exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's only going to be, you know, more important.
Want me to move on to my second or third? You want to
keep talking? Yeah, keep it moving. Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about footballcoaching.com because I don't really think it's a great opportunity, but I did like it.
I kind of threw it in there for you.
Yeah, I am sure.
I think he's not going to talk about it, but he just did.
I'm not going to talk about that one, but I kind of like
it. I think Famco.
That's a good one. Jeff.
Another one I really like. I think it kind of, you know, as a brand potential, I think it signifies, I think it's really interesting. There are a lot of big family. I just had this conversation with a friend who we might all know. So I'm going to say, but you know what, the number one moneymaker at Harvard Business School Executive Education is their family business practice, where they bring in, you know, these multi-billion dollar families who are struggling to get their shit together and don't know what to do, succession, infighting, all kinds of stuff. Famco just like jumps out at me as like a great name for a family office, a family business.
Sure. You know,
it's short. It says it all. It's a family company. I think it has unequivocal six-figure resale potential.
Yeah. So what do you buy it for an auction?
Still probably upper fives for that one.
Yeah. The,
upper fives? You'd pay.
Upper fours. I apologize. Upper fours. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, then I think that makes sense. Like if you can get it sub 10 grand, right? I think that's, you know, probably, you know.
And you will, I think, in this case.
Yeah. I would think mid fives or mid fours. Now you got me. You got me mixing it up. But the, interestingly, Brooke Hernandez just posted, cause this was off of that Rob thing about the $10 million .ai. And then somebody posted, maybe it's family.ai that has like a buy it now, like $33 million or something like that. And, so she was like, you know, I know family offices are obviously a big driver, but what's up, guys? $33 million for family.ai. So no, I'm with you. I like that.
Especially when you get Famco on NameJet.
Get Famco. Let's go. All right. What else? You said you got one more
letter right there.
I have many more, but I'm going to stick to three. So other people. So I'm going to follow on a MarsBird.co $40,000 sale and throw in, you know, a four-letter surname of Wald.com. You know, there are a lot. I know personally two Walds here in Massachusetts that are pretty successful families. And if I know two, there's got to be many, many more. And if Berg.co is going for 40K, then I got to assume Wald.com is worth more on the surface as a four-letter.com surname. And so that one kind of, you know, just jumped out to me depending on, I forget what Amar, what did you say you paid for Berg.com?
Two grand.
So, you know, again, I think this being a four-letter.com surname, again, I'm kind of finding myself into that mid to upper four figures.
Yeah.
I did it, man. That one will go more.
I agree with you. Maybe. Maybe to an investor, though, or you know, I don't know. I mean, you think so?
I think that one's going to go more than Famco.
Well, let's slide into it. So,
I agree with that, for sure.
Why don't you take the baton and you talk about that and then talk about what else you like?
Me?
Yeah.
You're up. Oh, okay. I mean, I love DeFi. That's my favorite, but.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say probably Camilo, even though I think normally you would probably have two L's, right? I think, but I still like that one. That's a nice one. Good brand. And I like, yeah, I mean, that's the only one other. Oh, I like Daily Wisdom a lot. You're not going to make a lot of money on that, but I like those kind of names. Yeah. So I'm going to go with those two as haven't been, you know, the ones that haven't been mentioned that I like.
All right.
Maybe InfoChain also is kind of interesting, but that's it. And the other ones they're all good names, or a lot of good names, but Miller already took the high beta ones.
I didn't win the domain game.
Yeah, no, so you win the name jet list. So for a name like Camilo, which I think it kind of goes either way, there's a Colombian musician singer that's named Camilo that I think is pretty popular, and and it's 1L. So what do you pay for that in the auction? What are you going to spend on that?
I think I would spend maybe 5K.
What would you spend for DeFi?
More.
DeFi is going to be a little.
I think, but the problem with DeFi, DeFi, whatever, is I think those kind of names are kind of trendy, right? Like, or can be trendy, right? If it's not a, like Wi-Fi, I'm not going to say is never going away, but it's way more established, right? I think the upper limit on DeFi, I think is probably low six figures.
I agree.
So
unless it somehow becomes a thing, right? I mean,
yeah,
which it could in theory, you know, it could become a known acronym. Maybe it already is. I haven't even looked into that far yet, but.
Right. I mean, so I think if you're spending 25K on it, that's not a great ROI.
I agree with that.
You know, so if I could get it for 10K, I think that's good. That's fine. But I'm not going to spend 25K on it.
I'm with it. All right, cool. Well,
I know what Shane's going to say, but I'm going to tell you if I was right or not. Full
on the names that I like?
One, specifically.
No, I mean, I think they all have different. So there's a lot of different types of names here. I mean, the DeFi, Fi still sells, right? So because of finance, it was trendy. Two or three years ago, you could have doubled or tripled the retail price. And now that blockchain is settling, I guess is a better word, probably not there. But I mean, it is 30 years old. It's a four-letter CVCV. It's going to go for 10 to 15 if it was anything. That's just how it goes right now. So I think, you know, 3V is going to be the one that's going to be the highest price of all these, without a doubt. Just two character V is not the greatest letter, but when it's by itself with no other letters, that name will, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen a number character in a long time on a .com. So I really have no idea what the wholesale on that is. I haven't seen enough.
I'd actually selling two of them, 3B and 1A.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
I like strong interest. Yeah, and I like 3V just as much. I mean, again, V in general is not, but by
itself. 3B is in boy, sorry.
Yeah, no, but 3B. If you had 3B and 3V, it's not as big a difference as people think. Obviously, B is a more popular letter. But
Is letter number better than number letter?
Interesting question. I've been wondering recently what doing.
I think I like letter number better, but.
Yeah, but I like letter number better too. Yeah.
Well, letter number you got.
Because 1A has more use cases out there than A1. But obviously, yeah. A1 has a steak sauce that we all, but 1A has, you know, more actual companies using it than A1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's obviously going to depend on you know, what combo. Number, what letter, but, you know, because you've got things like, you know, D3 versus 3D, right? D3 is a great brand.
Yeah. Those both work pretty well.
You know,
right?
3D is. I mean,
but I'm saying like a random, like a 7B or B7.
Okay.
Yeah. If I had to choose, I'd always take the letter number.
I would take B7 over 7B.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's obviously cases that that's not true. Right. But if you had to pick one, I'd always take the.
Yeah. Where I would. Yeah, all right. Here's what I would. Oh, sorry, JZ. Go ahead.
Every one I'm thinking about is because I'm tying to something. You know what I mean? I'm like, what about G3 versus 3G? Or, you know, I'm thinking about F1 versus 1F. You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
You're right. Letter first is probably predominantly better.
Well, 3D is better than D3. No offense to Fred.
Right. But you have a couple. Yeah, exactly. But you have a couple of, you know, sort of interesting scenarios where the number would be better for, like, just like you said, D3. But usually letter number is probably a better value play than number letter.
Obviously, you also have, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? H2O or G2, chemical abbreviation.
Oh, no. Yeah, like
NA3.
We have
a bunch of two-letter, two-number H2O, ones.
You know what I mean? Like
there's a two-letter and two-number ones. Is two.
That is not what it is. Yeah. All of a sudden, I feel like the dumbest. Like
I can't think of what they're called, like compounds or that's not the term though. Like
we call them CCCs. So just to group them all together.
But look, I mean, on the flip side, the natural people tend to write 1A, 1B, 1C. You know, writing an outline or writing something before they do A1, A2, A3. So yeah. I think it's really is a case by case.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just trying to make a generalization.
In that case, it's a formula.
You had to choose. Yeah.
You know, H2O is a chemical formula. So
all right, Shane, we got eight minutes.
We got the right term. So, the other one is, you know, you always start with keywords and serpent.org. It's a great term. I mean, I do like .orgs. Serpent is going to be an eternal brand, cool brand. So I think that's a good one. The other ones that I do like that I think, you know, in today's world of building out AIs, obviously made things easier, doesn't make them better, but like a daily wisdom. When I was building sites earlier, I always thought, what would take the least input, but a daily something that I could put out there, and quotes were super popular. And Daily Wisdom's a great one to build out. You literally just have to put small content out every day. So I think you'll get more, and how you monetize is a whole nother game. But Daily Wisdom's a really good name to build out. It's just a perfect name. So I really like that one. The other one is dogs and cats. I mean, you're talking the two most popular pets in the entire world.
But it's in the wrong order.
Oh, that is true.
It'd be like painandjoy.com.
Yeah.
Nobody wants pain and joy.
Because I was looking at dogs and cats. I'm like, that's a great name. But then I'm like, no, but it's cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. Is
branding cats and dogs.
But that's why dogs and cats actually. No way.
Well, good. So we can get it super cheap and still build it out. So,
and I think dogs and cats could be a cool brand in a way, because it is an alternate sort of version.
That's
true.
Know?
So it's kind of
dogs are better than cats. So.
You are the eternal optimist, JT. I love it.
Hey.
Yeah.
And, by the way, serpent.org is what I thought you would say, Shane. Just so you
know. I mean, yeah.
I like it.
So what does it sell for on NameJet, and what are you selling it for?
Well, you got Braden, who really likes that, and Josh is a big org. So you got a couple of domainers that really like the org. Probably 8 to 12 it's done.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny though. It's another name yesterday that I happened to peruse was urchins.com, the plural version of urchin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we talked about it on the show.
$1,100. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Is that what it sold for? It was 1100?
Yeah, like 1188 or something. 12.
Yeah. The S The S took off a zero, probably.
That's what we said, yeah. Because, you know, urchins is like, you're going to sell urchin. If it's urchin.com, that's great.
It might be a minor league baseball team is his best shot.
Well, urchin is also an interesting word because, you know, when I think of urchins, like the sea urchins are like not exactly the coolest animals. They're kind of like difficult to, and if you ever have to, if you ever eat, I'm not a sea, I ordered sea urchin one time at, you know, at the Asian restaurant.
Yeah, very fancy Japanese restaurant service.
Yeah, you got to like be somewhere really good to get that, to enjoy it. Because I got it at like the local Chinese place or the, you know what I'm saying? And like, and then the other version of urchin is like literally like a street beggar, right? Like, you know, please, sir, may I have some more? You know what I mean? And it's like neither way are you like, oh, but I think urchin.com is a pretty dope name. Like that would be a pretty cool brand. I think
that is pretty good.
I know Mars got a 5-minute hard stop in 5 minutes. Let's start with
To me, that's all good. We can get to the end of the, what do we call it? Greetings and salutations.
It's grand closing, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's called.
All right. So running through that real quick, Amar, what's good with you, man? Anything we haven't covered or talked about?
Well, I played my first 4.5 level tournament a few weeks ago. I got bronze, so... with that, like gradually going up the
bronze pickle ladder. Nice.
Who was your partner?
A guy out here that I play with pretty regularly.
He must be really good.
Sorry?
He must be really good.
Does he have hair? Does he have hair though?
He does have hair, full head of hair. That's going on. The house remodel is in full swing and had a long meeting there yesterday with the architect and the contractor. And so that's taken up a lot of time and buying and selling names. And, you know, back to kind of to bring it all full circle about getting lucky, I think I find myself going through these phases where I will do what Miller was talking about earlier, just kind of go and just go through lists and spend like an hour just scrolling or half an hour, whatever it is. And I get so surprised by how many good names there are. Right. And I guarantee you they're not all going to get picked up by other investors. And some will go under the radar. And so you can find good opportunities and you make your luck. The difference is like, you know, these days I'm a little more interested in kind of trying to focus on the higher level names because they take less time to manage. But I still find myself drawn to those other, buying the 3 and 4 figure names. Cause I'm like, oh, that's at least a $25,000 name. How can I not buy it?
Yeah, right. 100%. I have to have it.
Yeah.
So, cool, man.
But everything's good, dude. No complaints.
Great. Yeah. All right, Shane, what about you?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's all good. I've got the perfect combination of freedom and travel and winter lines going great. You know, it's being a new broker is extremely hard. You guys have been doing this for decades. So it's just, we have meetings about patience and building and doing the process right and building your tools and your outreach and all that. So I've loved every minute of it. I've loved working with Sean. So it's been a great process. And Amar's right. Like, I have to remind myself I'm almost 60 years old and I could buy so many domains. Like, where do I balance this portfolio? I don't want to leave my daughter with 1,000 domains.
She's going to be domaining. Yeah.
I want to leave her with $1 million instead of 1 million domains. So it's really a balance of good opportunity and watching how much I spend. Because I look at that list every day at DSAD. I mean, I go through 10,000 names a day. So I'm excited. I'm still excited. You hear it in my voice. I'm smiling all the time. I got a pretty damn good life and domains is one of the reasons and I never forget about it. So again, I'm kind of happy goofy about it, but shit, we got it made, man. Like, this is a really good life. I love it. I love growing plants for a living. I'm glad I did it. But this has been pretty fun the last 5 years.
Dude, Amar, he's even more optimistic than I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Miller, what about you, bro?
All good. It was like spend June in a working kind of, the month of June in Sag Harbor, New York, so we could see our kids on the weekend. And that was amazing. I had a little great office looking over to, it was just a chill, but like work, met some great, actually had multiple meetings with friends and clients in the domain industry. And that's continued into like seeing Drew today and others. It's been then a month of people coming to Boston, it feels like, and kind of grinding out here through the, you know, summer in New England's amazing and you're sad to see it end, but then football season starts, which is the great gift to the end of summer when you live in a cold weather climate. But I think I was just telling this to my partners on the Hilco side, like, you know, I'm doing, and to Brett, my son, you know, on the ATM side, like, I just feel like it's going to be it was an incredible January to June and I guess July. And now, and I feel like it's still going to be a pretty powerful second half of the year in the domain front. I don't see any reason it's not going to be, at least before, you know, Anthropic and OpenAI get public, right? And I just think it's going to be I think in many respects, I said it back in the, dating myself here in the 98, 99 window, and even after the internet bubble blew up in 2000, you know, we're still in the earliest of innings, maybe even in the pre-innings. And, you know, here we are 20-something years later, hundreds of, you know, millions of dollars of domains later, and I kind of still feel like we're in the early innings, which is crazy. Sure. Like, it's just a slow-moving game.
Yeah, and Drew's, he posted recently, and, yep, you know, he had this post that kind of went, like, pseudo-viral.
He
said, inning three, you know what I'm saying? So, and, we still got some
domain runway. 3.0 maybe is a better way to look at it, because baseball games just you can't have 28 years and only be in the third inning, I guess. But
if it's a 100-year game.
You can. I still definitely think we're in the first half of the marathon.
Yeah. Well, no, and I think that whichever sport
becoming a sprint.
Yeah. Well, I think that's,
as old as I am, I'm the rest of my life I'm good.
Always a marathon. Right. Anyway, but hey, look, all good. But yeah, good stuff, man. And I think it's, been a great first half of the year. We'll see how it continues. But you know, middle of the summer, everybody enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny, you're on the other side of July 4th in Florida, the kids start going back to school in 2 weeks. So it's kind of wild, right? But the weather stays crazy hot for another 2 months or 3 months. So it's really like, you know, so we still get some of that, but, so it's all good. I'm excited to get up north though, and hopefully get at least somewhat, even a 80 degrees in, you know, Pennsylvania is going to feel better than 100 degrees here. So anyway,
and I'm offering an invite to you, JT, right now. When the NBA decides that the opening game is going to be the Celtics Sixers in Boston.
Ooh.
If you want to hop on the plane, I'll take you to the game. My treat.
Oh, dude, I'm in. I'm so in. So let's go. All right, man. Well, appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys for being here on the show today, as always, for sharing and educating and entertaining everybody in the audience. Speaking to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in, for hitting us on social and, you know, getting involved and, you know, reaching out. Like, there's obviously like a, you know, a lot of great chatter, you know, with that, but even the messages that we get on a weekly basis, you know, we see that stuff. We're, you know, respond to most of them, but appreciate all y'all. And that's what it is. So, but be safe out there, try to stay cool and, stay safe. And, we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see you soon.